Tuition is free. Do you want to know the Bible better? Are you a Sunday school teacher, deacon, or a Christian seeking to know God's Word? Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for more information. CTU, training ministry workers since 1982. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking you today to pray for America. Pray for America. James 5:16 says that the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I believe it's time we recognize prayer is the only hope. You can look at the book of Daniel. You can look at Ezekiel. You can look at Nehemiah. I could go on and on and on. You'll find those men of old faced the issues, faced the problems by prayer. And by the way, when you look at the prayer, for example, of Nehemiah, you find that he prayed for the sin, to forgiveness of the sins individually and of the nation, for God then to allow him to be used to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem. I believe Lily's on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please. Lily, are you there?
Yes. I'm in total agreement with what you, the point that it's high time for the church. That's the only way actually for church to wake up, believers to wake up and crying out to God seriously. And as you say, we know he's a prayer hearing God and he answers prayer. So that's exactly where we are. The question that Jim brought up, that yes, you wonder why people would work to bring down your own country, that we have been looking at that all along, because the seat like the America has been sold out, right, so much of those who are committed to the destruction of America. Now, the point that I am looking at is we are at a stage where spiritual warfare, the powers of darkness, is desperate at this time. And what we're actually looking at is that the forces of darkness actually come together. For instance, I was talking to a young woman a couple of days ago, and she said, "I am gay, and my wife is a Muslim, and she's a good person." And she met Mandami on social media, and she liked him. She loved him. So things like that. That's where we are. So the situation is that the powers of darkness, the whole idea, for instance, Donald Trump and Elon Musk, these people are billionaires. They know how to make money, and they have made it. They made it. So Donald Trump didn't have to be going through what he's going through with himself and his family. But they're obliged to, he's obliged to, because being a billionaire without a country is pointless. You need a conscience.
You touched on a good point, but Lily, if I could jump in for a moment, for just a moment. The key to that is, not because he's a billionaire and a billionaire without a country is deep trouble, but the whole point is I believe he loves America. I believe he loves our nation. I believe he loves our Constitution. I believe he is he doesn't, just as you said, he doesn't have to do what he's doing. He's doing that running interference, if you please, taking the tip of the spear for Americans, for you and for me and for those that are listening. And by the way, we are in a spiritual warfare, as you touched on. America is hated, just like the nation of Israel is hated. You look at the book of Revelation, the 12th chapter, and you find why Israel is so hated. It's because out of Israel, we had the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Out of America, we have those, our nation built on biblical truth, and the world, through Satan, through the world, hates America, wants to destroy America, and you're exactly right. We are in a spiritual warfare, and in spiritual warfare, you put on the whole armor of God, and part of that whole armor is to pray. We put on the shield of faith, and we pray, and after we put on the whole armor of God, we stand. And so I'm calling on Christians now to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and to have the whole armor on, and to pray, seek God's face, and ask God to heal our land. I believe that's what we are faced with. That's what we need to do, and the realization and the recognition of the condition of our nation. Now, here's a question, Lily, before I let you go. The question is, if we are witnessing today the rising up of judges, doctors, nurses, attorneys, courts, etc., that are advocating for the murder, the assassination, the killing of our president, what should we do? How should we respond? I'm looking at an article that says, nurse urges people to inject ICE agents with drugs and paralyze them, stop them from breathing. And it could go on and on and on. Look at another headline. It says, Never Trumper, an individual, Rick Wilson, whoever he is, calls for the execution of President Trump. Now, I've never in my lifetime, Lily, and I'm still under 100, I've never seen it where you across the nation, you have judges and doctors and nurses and lawyers and the socialist, Marxist, communist on the left called Democrats that are urging and calling for the assassination, the murder of the President of the United States of America. What is the answer to that, Lily, in your opinion?
Thinking, I'm looking at it this way, that America being the strongest economy, the strongest country, and America need to be crushed for globalism to begin, and we know they're ready. They're getting, and we know it is in the scripture, this one world government. It has America, a strong America is no good for globalism. And of course, we know the power that Russia and China, the countries that have lost their freedom, would do. And we know also that Karl Marx, Rules for Radical, whatever, the way to control, the way to get power and to take over freedom is through anarchy and lawlessness and indiscipline. So when we see it at work, we know what is happening, that the powers of darkness, the way to get control is to disrupt the culture and totally mess it up and cause all the confusion that we are going through now. So the problem is that the enemy, the powers of darkness, they come together. That is it. You know, normally we had Russia, China, the communist bloc and so on, and of course there was Islam. But what we're looking at and dealing with now is that combination are coming together. For instance, as you say, Muslims don't agree with the LGBT agenda, yet they bypass all of that to work together to crush America. But that is an important thing. The one world government cannot take shape until America is brought down. So when we see the combined effort and what is going on, you know, before our eyes, we know where we are based on God's timing, praise
absolutely,
God.
Absolutely. And Lily, may I jump in and say this before we let you go? The 11th verse of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The word wiles literally means schemes, cunnings, deceit, craftiness, trickery. All will be planned out by Satan, carried out through the works of those we see, like Small Fry, the governor, the mayor of Minneapolis, and the governor of Minnesota, and multitudes of those that are standing up and saying to kill Trump and to destroy America. It is the works of the devil, as you said. We're witnessing. We're witnessing the onslaught of the last days, and as we. As we see this, Lily, we need to not only be concerned, but we need to absolutely praise the Lord that we have a book called the Bible that records in it for our understanding and edification of the last days and what God's going to do in the last days. A little parenthetical footnote on that before I let you go. The 18th chapter of the book of the Revelation talks about the fall of Babylon. Babylon has fallen, and it's talking about the Babylonian system. There are a lot of people that believe that part of the Babylonian system is the economic system that's called the United States of America, and in one fell swoop across the world, that financial system will fall. And I believe we're headed for that in America as a result of what we're seeing taking place by some of these leaders that want to kill, want to destroy the Constitutional Republic and kill our president. It deserves our prayer. It deserves our recognition that it's the works of the devil, and only prayer can confront that demonic work that's coming against our nation today. Lily, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. Good morning. I don't know if this is true or not, but the mayor and the governor of Minneapolis, they say they're not going to prosecute those people that went into a church service.
That's right. You're
freedom
right.
Freedom of religion.
Yeah, it was the attorney general. Along with those, the attorney general was the main one that has said he doesn't intend to prosecute them. He doesn't intend to put forth any of the laws, the FACE Act or the other acts that they're being charged with. In fact, one of the things, Kenneth, that our listeners may not understand is Pam Bondi, the DOJ, issued warrants for the arrest of Don Lemon. Don Lemon is the sodomite that was the head of leading that into the church. He claims he wasn't. He was just a reporter. He was part and parcel, if not the ringleader. But the judge that had received the warrant refused to sign the warrant to have Don Lemon arrested. And we find out now that his wife works for the attorney general, and the attorney general is the one that said he's not going to prosecute any of the laws, especially those that will come against anybody in Minnesota. So you're exactly right. And if you have that which is not going to prosecute a law, we have lawlessness, and we're witnessing lawlessness that is fundamentally fountain-headed right out of the state of Minnesota today. And as a result of that, other Marxist, communist, liberals in America, the socialist, Marxist, Democrats, they're seeing that if there's a modicum of success in overthrowing the supremacy clause and not adhering to it, if there's a modicum of that found in Minnesota, other cities and other states will institute that, and we're seeing that happening even at this moment. Go ahead.
But they, to me, this would be thrown not in jail, but under the jail. Should I say it like that?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's against our republic, number one. And the Insurrection Act, if I was President Trump, I would knock the heck out of them.
I would introduce the Insurrection Act in the next 32 seconds if I were president. Go ahead.
Yeah. I would. Because that's going against our republic. They be calling everything else but a republic. We are a republic.
Constitutional republic, absolutely. Let me ask you one question as an exit question before I let you go. This headline, and I touched on it a moment ago with another caller, Never Trumper, and he calls his name, I'm not going to call it again, give him the recognition, calls for the execution of top White House advisor. As uncertainty around the violence against the law enforcement grows in Minneapolis, many people seem to have missed the memo about cooling down the rhetoric after the events of past weekend. And a co-founder of the Lincoln Project was among those apparently calling for capital punishment. Listen. On Saturday episode of the Never Trumper had a pointed message for the leaders in the Trump administration with special IRA, that's I-R-E, for Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy and Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller. Wilson said he knew he would get canceled for saying this. I know I'm going to get into trouble. Nevertheless, he said, I want Stephen Miller to be the number one in the Nuremberg trials when this is done. When this is done, I want Stephen Miller to be the first one tried, convicted, and hanged. He continued, I want him to be brought before the court law because he's the sole executor of the DHS, ICE, ICE stuff, et cetera, et cetera. And then another article goes on to talk about wanting President Trump killed. This is an article. Smug Democrat candidate threatens death penalty in the latest trick. And he talks about while President Trump administration continues trying to put out real and proverbial fires started by the Democrats, more are igniting across the country. Now a Democrat candidate appears to be promising to kill the president as part of his campaign platform. Here's a man, Ohio Attorney General candidate Elliot Forum, promises to kill Donald Trump if elected. Now, Kenneth, have you ever heard of that in your lifetime, where a person can openly call for the murder of a president and not be locked up in the next 24 hours as a result of it? That's what we're seeing today.
Executed.
He needs to be caught, thrown in jail, have a preliminary hearing, tried, convicted, and absolutely sentenced for the rest of his natural life for the threat on the president of the United States of America. I would have never dreamed that this could be popping up like popcorn across America with the threats against the president, and they are not being locked up. What I'm saying is, and I want your thoughts on it very quickly, these are not being locked up. Secondly, we're seeing in Minnesota where the attorney general, the mayor of a major city, and the governor of the state of Minnesota are now saying that they're not going to obey the supremacy laws, that they're simply going to become an island to themselves, govern themselves, and the federal government can say nothing, do nothing, and not enter in. Even when President Trump had a conversation by telephone with Small Fry, that's the mayor of Minneapolis, and with the governor, with Tim Walz, the knucklehead, as he called himself, thought that they had things worked out to start on a slow track of getting things done. Now it appears that the mindset of the governor and Small Fry in Minneapolis is simply that we're not going to adhere to what we promised. We're not going to go any further down the pace of trying to get this resolved. We're going to stand against Trump and against the government. Now, the end of that ought to be that the Insurrection Act is instituted immediately. They're plucked up, locked up, and tried for insurrection in America. That's my opinion. Finally, one final word. What do you think?
Dr. Nimbler, you are dead on point. I'm going to tell you, they need to be hung. For real. Like the Nuremberg trial, you need to die. Because you're trying to overthrow our government. Come on.
Absolutely. Kenneth, it deserves our prayer. We realize it. We see it. We understand it. And I think our listeners understand that we're on the fast track for the demise of America. It deserves our serious prayer, fervent prayer, asking God to intervene, in particular, protect Donald J. Trump. Provide wisdom in his orbit that it might be cleaned up, straightened up before it is too late. Here's the thing that is the footnote that I leave you with. We're in a position that it's an elected year, and I believe most of the political pundits in the Republican side of the aisle, I believe they're petrified with what will be done at the ballot box in November. So they're backing off. They're not putting pressure on. They're backing off in fear of the next election. I believe that is the motivation, the modus operandi that we're witnessing. I believe that needs to change. I believe that those that are elected to protect America, elected to hold the hands up of our president, elected to enforce the laws of the land, I believe they need to have a doubling up of this is what we're going to do, and you can do what you want to, but we're going to bulldoze through and carry out the laws of the land to protect America. Kenneth, thank you so much for your calling. God bless you as we keep looking
thank
up.
You,
I believe Bob is on the phone. Bob, go with your question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor. Many, many years ago in the Bible, it says that Israel was divided with the North and the South Kingdom. I was wondering if you saw any spiritual correlation between that and what's happening today.
Absolutely. You can go to the King's text, I believe it's chapter 10, if I'm not mistaken, and find the two that's running for office, if you put it in the Youngblood vernacular. And one says we're going to appease the people, those that will do want to do right, and those that are willing to follow the leadership. And the other said, no, 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 we're going to put more pressure on. We're going to tear them down more. We're going to do more harm and danger against them. We're going to force it. And I believe that's what we see today with the two sides, if you please, the left and the right. We're looking at what I call the socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic agenda with their thugs out in the street trying to force their belief onto the people. Then we'll find those that are called the Republicans, the conservatives supposedly, many of which are today being revealed as rhinos. And as a result of that, we're finding some that are willing to stand, some that are willing to enforce the law, some that are willing to appease. In fact, some of the recent votes in the U.S. House, we found 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 Republicans joining with the socialist, Marxist, communist, to vote on issues that I believe they need to take a stand against rather than going along with it. So, Bob, the only answer that I see, the real answer that I see, the apex of the resolution for the problem is prayer, asking God to intervene and to heal our lands. Bob, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Kevin, I believe you're on the line. Go ahead with the question. Come on, please.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Youngblood, for your program. I think the churches should go out there and preach Romans 1, preach the laws of God to a lawless city, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Brother, you're exactly right. In fact, when you look at Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 32, I believe the total number of verses, you find those the scripture talks about that claim to know God, but yet deny the power thereof. You find those in Romans chapter 1 where are rejecting the leadership of God himself, and as a result of that, going man's way with the carnality in the heart and the life of the individual that's totally against, antithetical to anything that's called biblical truth, our morals and ethics and values. In fact, in verse 30, 31, and 32 of the chapter 1 of Romans, you find the characteristics of those that have said no to God, those that have turned their back on God, those that refuse to admit that God is sovereign and submit to God. And we're finding that today. And here's a little footnote to what you said. Yes, I believe we need to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, I believe we need to wrap our arms around the nation and present the gospel to them. But one of the things that needs to be done simultaneous with that is Christians, conservatives, and patriots need to take a stand and be involved in the political process and say we're going to put spiritual leaders in place rather than those that are thugs and those that are anti-American like Ilhan Omar and others that now are in the midst of what I call the firefight in Minnesota that's bringing about the divisiveness and the undermining of our nation. Anytime you see a nation that's allowing these to come in that are illegal immigrants, illegal invaders coming in and allow them as Somalians in Minnesota, Somalians in New York, Somalians in Michigan, et cetera, those that are literally, we call them Somalians, and that's their background, but they're all if you please, Islamic jihadist. And with Islam, there's a mindset that we're going to take over the nation, one nation. 1,400 years, Islam's goal has been to dominate and subject, put into subjection every nation, every person, every people, every group of people that said no to Islam. We're witnessing that simultaneous. That's what we're witnessing in Minnesota. It is a horrible, horrible thought to know where America's headed as a divided nation. Therefore, it demands our prayer, our recognition, and asking God to intervene and to give our president strength, backbone, and wisdom. So
I agree.
So we need to keep praying and asking God to intervene. Kevin, thank you so much, brother, for your call.
Thank you.
And God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, my point is that we need to understand, we need to pray. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name. Ladies and gentlemen, if you say I'm saved, if you say I'm a Christian, if you say I love the Lord Jesus Christ, that text is applicable for us today. Now, in the context, the first application is, it is after the temple has been built. Solomon's prayer, dedicatory prayer, is found in the 7th chapter of 2 Chronicles. And it's, if my people, speaking of this, the Jewish people, shall pray and seek my face. What does it mean to seek the face of God? It's seeking to please him and honor him. That is applicable today as to Christians. If my people... So therefore, I think that we need to pray as Christians. I think we need to armor up for battle, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and following. Need to put on the whole armor of God and to stand. And the Apostle Paul, in that text, ladies and gentlemen, on the 13th verse says, after you've been armored up, he says, having done all, stand. And it comes with the idea of digging in the heels, not running, not bowing, not bending, not sitting, but standing and face the enemy. And the way we face the enemy is with the sword of the Lord, which is the word of God, is with having on the whole armor of God, having every part of the armor that's found in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and following. And then as we stand, we face the enemy. And as we face the enemy, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be part of the warfare that we need to institute is that of prayer, recognizing that we can't, but God can. We must... I believe, secondly, we need to be committed to the Lordship of Jesus Christ through the local New Testament church. We're witnessing a falling away and apostasy in the local New Testament church. And I believe to the same degree, hear me, to the same degree that we see the falling away, we're finding that degree of increased influence by satanic, demonic spirits in the world today. I believe that we need to recognize we are dealing with a demonic battle. So we must be committed to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We must pray. We must be armored up. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to be salt and light. In Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 13 and following, the Lord Jesus said, ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. And he didn't say, I want you to be, I want you to grow in. He says, that's what you are. And he's speaking not just to individuals, which is also applicable, but to the church. I believe it's time the church of the Lord Jesus Christ be the salt and light. And Jesus said, if the salt has lost its saltiness, it is worthless, it is good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden underfoot. So my question is, are we witnessing the church of the Lord Jesus Christ that's lost its saltiness? Are we witnessing it being cast out and trodden underfoot in the world that we're living in today? That's a question that I believe begs to be answered for each and every one of us. We must recognize that this is a demonic battle. Ladies and gentlemen, anytime you find a nation that's divided as America is divided, and you see the mindset with the leadership in state after state saying that we do not have to what the government with the supremacy law says, we can do what we want to. Here is a statement that I close with today. Headline, playing with fire. Donald Trump torches Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey after very good conversation turned bad. Could somebody in his inner sanctum please explain the statement is very serious and a violation of the law? And he goes on to talk about that. He says, surprisingly, Mayor Jacob Frey just stated that Minneapolis does not and will not enforce any federal immigration laws. This is after having had a very good conversation with him, according to Donald Trump. Could somebody in his inner sanctum explain to him that this statement is very serious, a violation of the law? And listen, he is playing with fire. Ladies and gentlemen, playing with fire, you can get burned. Playing with fire, you can burn your house down. Playing with fire, you can injure others around you. And if this mayor, Mayor Small Fry of Minneapolis, Trump says is playing with fire, he could easily be the trigger that institutes the total anarchy and insurrection across America. That's the fire that Trump is talking about. That's the danger he's talking about. So, ladies and gentlemen, it deserves our recognition and our very serious prayer asking God to intervene. Thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarship.